Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, moderator, and it's a pleasure to see you heading up this panel. I extend my regards to you, sir. We thank the panelists once again. A lot of important issues were raised. You spoke about the environment, about the relationship between the environment and health, and microbial resistance. We wanted to make the comment that this phenomenon on the interrelationship has an effect on food security, human security, and animal safety, and there are significant impacts that, for us, in any case, are a benchmark, such as, for example, the initiative or the concept of One Health, the One Health initiative that is being promoted by the WHO, and other countries have joined this. And this year, we started to apply the One Health approach. This is an official approach in the way that we comprehensively address health and everything around it. So that's our first comment. And then when it comes to unilateral coercive measures, we fully agree with the colleague from Venezuela. My country has been subject to a strong commercial embargo for 60 years, and this has been imposed further with the pandemic and is very damaging. We have nevertheless been able to confront the pandemic, and today, despite the peak that we had during the summer due to the Delta variant, we've been able to register the lowest number of cases for several months, and that's thanks to the massive vaccination. Just like I said earlier, we're starting to see the benefits of that now, and we're announcing a further opening of the economy and tourism in November, so we're on the right track. There are some issues, nevertheless, I recognize that. However, we are a developing country, we're facing an embargo, and we're a small island state as well, and so we're facing a lot of these systemic issues that affect other developing countries too in our response to the pandemic, and also the economic and social impact that this disease is having. When it comes to vaccines, I just want to refer to what the chair alluded to a few days ago in Mexico in the ECLAC summit. Cuba said that it is prepared to work on agreements to provide and administer vaccines in countries that are interested in order to help them to achieve universal immunization in our region and other regions of the world, in Asia, where, for example, significant agreements are being reached, not just to provide vaccines, but also to transfer technology and good practices based on experience in this regard. First of all, we have three vaccines that have been approved. So we have these three vaccines that are applicable for specific variants and for those that are specifically vulnerable to the illness. This is just one grain of sand that we're contributing to the overall effort. And I know that WHO is very relevant in this regard. And at that forum, we've expressed our willingness to support other countries who would be interested in vaccination. And whilst we're on the topic of vaccination, for us, there cannot be no global effective response without cooperation during this most significant challenge that we're facing as humanity. In Cuba, we have more than 40 brigades with thousands of doctors and nurses that are being sent to other countries, including developing countries. We sent them last year and then this year as well in order to help them to face the most significant peaks that they've experienced in their pandemic. And this is something that we've done, contributing these medical brigades, and we want to continue to do that. And thanks to the experience that we've had in our country, we have, I repeat, faced huge challenges and difficulties as a small developing country. And this shows, in our opinion, that when there is political will and when there is unity, and when we listen to science and healthcare, we can work in a society where we're led by these things, we're able to overcome any challenge. And that's the contribution we wanted to make to this panel. Thank you very much.